well, for this question, I'm going to give you the typical lawyer answer and say, it depends. It depends completely on your situation. But what you're really considering here and thinking about are the tax consequences of both, you know, of property versus maintenance. Anything that you get as maintenance, alimony, spousal support, whatever you want to call it, is taxable income to the person who receives it and tax deductible to the person who pays it. So there's a tax consequence to maintenance. There's typically not that, well, there's not that same kind of tax consequence to the division of property. So for instance, if you sell a house, as long as you haven't made, you know, gobs and gobs and gobs of money in appreciation and profit on the house when you sell it, the money that's in the house is not going to have any tax consequence to you. In other words, when you sell the house and you get the money from the sale of the house, that's just yours, unless you've made a lot on appreciation in the house. But that's different than the spousal support, and that's different than an IRA. An IRA, if it's a traditional IRA and you need to take money out of it, you're going to have to pay the income tax on it. You may have to pay a penalty on the money that you withdraw, depending on when you withdraw it and how you do it. If it's a Roth IRA, you won't have the tax consequence. So in order to answer this question, you really have to take a look at your entire financial situation, and you have to assess the tax consequences of each decision in order to decide whether it's better to take more of the house in the IRA or maintenance. The second thing that you need to think about is if you have any idea of what the future is likely to look like for you, you need to factor that in. I mean, if somebody has a significant other and you think you're going to get married potentially in the near future, marriage to somebody else is going to end your spousal support from your current spouse. So that's something to think about when you're trading off maintenance versus property. On the other hand, if marriage in your future, remarriage is not, you know, an option, you got to look at, well, what's your likelihood of getting a job? What's your spouse's likelihood of keeping the job that they have, that he or she has? So, you know, if your spouse's income is pretty secure, great. But if your spouse's income takes a nosedive or they become unemployed, that could affect your support too. So there's a lot that you have to look at to determine what's going to be best for you. And really the best thing that you can do is talk to an experienced attorney, talk to a financial planner, run, you know, the various scenarios, look at the tax consequences of each scenario that you've got, and then make the best decision that you can.